There are people who cringe at the grocery store when they see the sign, 10 items or less.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
You know, I cringe when I hear or see something that has less calories or there were less storms last summer. Is there a less or fewer rule, and how does that work?
A lot of people aren't following it, but there is a rule. The rule is that with nouns that are countable,
one, two, three,
in other words,
four,
things that we can
five,
count,
six,
we should use fewer.
Seven,
and with nouns that we can't count,
nine,
such as water, we should use less.
Let's do some more examples.
Well, so if you think about the grocery store, 10 items, clearly you can count them because there are 10, so it should be fewer. If you have something like money, it would be less money, but fewer dollars.
There is also the amount versus number debate. I was scolded about this a few years ago and I never forgot it. Are the principles the same as fewer and less?
The principles are the same. Here you would have amount for an uncountable noun and number for a countable noun. But the fact is that we blur these lines a lot, and we even blur them in standard ways. So, for example, in academia, we often talk about writing an essay of 500 words or less. Now, clearly, you can count the words. We just said 500, but you don't tend to say 500 words or fewer. And then there's the expression, that's one less thing to worry about. And you just don't hear people say that's one fewer thing to worry about.
And we hear there was a large amount of people.
Yes, you do. A large amount, a significant amount of people believe this. For a lot of speakers, these two are becoming more interchangeable. I think with less, fewer, for some speakers, fewer feels more formal, less feels less formal. This has actually been happening for hundreds of years, that less has been encroaching on the territory of fewer. One possibility is that less eventually replaces fewer, that it's a distinction we as speakers decide we don't need. Another is that the two live on synonymously, happily together.
Do you think most people recognize the issue?
I think the people who recognize it care a lot, and then a lot of people either don't know about it or they know there's some issue here, but they're not sure what it is. And something that's interesting to me is that the countable-uncountable distinction for nouns is blurrier than people realize. That there are linguists who argue you can take any noun and make it countable or uncountable in the right context. So you take something like milk, which is generally uncountable, but if I say I'll have 3 milks, referring to cartons of milk, it suddenly became countable.
Well, the glass is half full, then, is what you're saying.
Of water. Or we could have 3 waters if I'm talking about bottles.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rita.